This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to get into on today's show. First of all, you know, baseball offseason moves on now. Been about 2 weeks since the season ended. We did learn what this World Series matchup starting this weekend is going to look like. Last night, Game 7, Blue Jays taking out the Seattle Mariners. Same series pattern, by the way, that the 2023 NLCS followed. Now, it wasn't quite the same because the Mariners, I mean, this is just a brutal, brutal loss for the Seattle Mariners. All the talk of a team who has never been to the World Series, never been that close to the World Series, never won one away from the World Series, only ever made the ALCS and lost in six or fewer before. And you win the first two games on the road in Toronto of the ALCS. Remember when the Phillies won those two games, they won them at home, and then they went to Arizona and lost to one game five, lost six and seven on their home field. That obviously made it brutal. The Mariners were up 2-0, having taken two in Toronto, needing to win 2-3 at home to wrap the series up. They then lose games 3 and 4. They win game 5, needing one in Toronto. Blue Jays win game 6. Blue Jays win game 7, and in just devastating fashion if you're a Mariners fan. George Springer, you know, going deep in the 7th inning, and that basically just ended the Mariners' season. Certainly questionable by Dan Wilson not to go to his star, you know, star-studded reliever in Munoz. I can't believe teams in the year 2025 are still screwing this up. Use your best relievers and high leverage. That was your game. The game, that was the series, that was your season. He'll have all offseason to think about that one. But Blue Jays advance. They will take on the Dodgers. Feels like everyone is just, you know, the Dodgers are obviously very heavy favorites in this series. But kind of where I wanted to go with this is, so Jeff Hoffman closes it out. And Sir Anthony Dominguez also pitched a scoreless inning in this game for Toronto. A lot of local ties with the Blue Jays also. They got a guy in their bullpen, Brendan Little, pitched at Conestoga, who, and you know, I went to Laura Marion, played baseball there. He pitched against Laura Marion while I was there, threw a no-hitter against us. He was quite good. Trey Savage from the area as well. Joey Loprofito from South Jersey. A couple other guys on their team as well. They got all kinds of tri-state area blood, guy from Delaware on their team. And I saw a lot of people doing the thing online last night of like, oh, how could you let Jeff Hoffman go? How could you let Sir Anthony Dominguez go? Listen, I really like Jeff Hoffman. Very, very cool story. You know, for people who don't know it, he got on the team because he, you know, they brought him in basically as like a minor league arm to pitch to Bryce Harper, and he was blowing away Bryce Harper in practice, and that was his ticket on the team, and then he became like the team's fireman for 2 years. Listen, Jeff Hoffman was not back because he struggled in the NLDS against the Mets. He wasn't back because he ended up getting a 3-year contract and he had massive health concerns, and multiple teams actually, Braves and the Orioles among them, passed up because of those health concerns. It's easy to say, oh, look at him now, he closed out the ALCS, but it is quite possible that the final 2 years of these contracts will not be good. And by the way, he's not like, yeah, he's helped the Blue Jays, but it's not like just because he got propped, you know, he did not have the best regular season. He had a 4.8 ERA. It is just, it's putting blinders on to see him in a big spot. And I don't mean to make it seem like he didn't contribute to the Blue Jays going to the World Series, but, you know, whatever percentage of responsibility he has for it, another reliever could have theoretically just as easily filled that role, and he could add a better season in Kansas City, and no one would have done the same type of thing. In fact, funny I make that, you know, analogy, like Carlos Estevez had a better season than Jeff Hoffman did, you know, one of the baseball's leaders in saves, and no one gives a damn because they didn't win anything. So, I mean, you can make, like, you can't just get mad every time a former athlete goes and has success anywhere else. Same thing with Sir Anthony. Like, he was a trade piece at the time, like a year and a half ago. Now he's succeeding with the Blue Jays. Guys are going to be successful elsewhere at some point. You just can't just hold on to everyone. So I kind of thought that was a bit of a ridiculous argument. Also, you know, if anything, you'd be more upset that if you're the Braves or the Orioles, like those teams, it's pretty clear the Phillies were not interested at the price tag he was asking for. They weren't going to sign a guy, a reliever, to 3 years. Listen, it might work out for the Blue Jays because if they get a World Series here, I think the odds are against them taking on the Dodgers, but let's say they pull off the World Series here, no one will care in Toronto that he signed a year or two from now, but doesn't necessarily mean just because you win in the middle of a bad contract that makes that contract okay. So I think there's a lot that people do that's annoying, like hindsight bias and stuff like that. I just don't care for it when people do that kind of thing. And again, they did it with Dominguez too. Like I can think of other examples in Philadelphia sports. Drew Holiday, for instance, is a really good example. Sergei Bobrovsky, you know, he's now winning cups with the Florida Panthers. Oh, why'd the Flyers ever give up on him? As if that wasn't like years and years and years ago. Like, who's to say his career goes the same way with the Flyers? You know, it's just, I don't think it's sound logic or sound process to think about things in that type of way. I will, in tomorrow's episode, you know, maybe give a little bit more on what I'm thinking about this series. Interesting series, USA versus Canada. First time in my lifetime that's happening. First time since 1993. For some older Phillies fans, obviously you remember Joe Carter when the Blue Jays, you know, walked the second walk-off home run to end a World Series in baseball history. Joe Carter and Bill Mazeroski. I would imagine there's a good chance Joe Carter's thrown out a first pitch one of these first two games, you know, in the World Series going up against the Dodgers. He'll never have to buy a drink in that city again. I mean, literally, you cannot have a bigger sports moment, I don't think, than walking off the World Series. I mean, sure, you know, I guess in a city like Toronto, like Super Bowl, game-winning touchdown, a Super Bowl, buzzer beater in the NBA Finals, game winner in the Stanley Cup. Certainly there are examples. Patrick Kane had a walk-off goal against the Flyers in 2010. So Philadelphia's been on the wrong end of those types of things in multiple occasions. Also the, you know, the buzzer beater with the Raptors against the Sixers wasn't the NBA Finals, not quite the same thing. But nevertheless, that is the type of, the type of series I think we're headed for. Again, I'll talk about it more a little bit on tomorrow's show. But looking forward to this World Series. It's going to be a long off season, certainly for the Phillies. But we do have a little bit of baseball left to go. And certainly looking forward to that. Gets underway, coming up this Friday. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and a lot to get into on today's show. First of all, you know, baseball offseason moves on now. Been about 2 weeks since the season ended. We did learn what this World Series matchup starting this weekend is going to look like. Last night, Game 7, Blue Jays taking out the Seattle Mariners. Same series pattern, by the way, that the 2023 NLCS followed. Now, it wasn't quite the same because the Mariners, I mean, this is just a brutal, brutal loss for the Seattle Mariners. All the talk of a team who has never been to the World Series, never been that close to the World Series, never won one away from the World Series, only ever made the ALCS and lost in six or fewer before. And you win the first two games on the road in Toronto of the ALCS. Remember when the Phillies won those two games, they won them at home, and then they went to Arizona and lost to one game five, lost 6-7 on their home field. That obviously made it brutal. The Mariners were up 2-0, having taken two in Toronto, needing to win 2-3 at home to wrap the series up. They then lose games 3 and 4. They win game 5, needing one in Toronto. Blue Jays win game 6. Blue Jays win game 7. And in just devastating fashion, if you're a Mariners fan, George Springer, going deep in the 7th inning, and that basically just ended the Mariners' season. Certainly questionable by Dan Wilson not to go to his star-studded reliever in Munoz. I can't believe teams in the year 2025 are still screwing this up. Use your best relievers in high leverage. That was your game. That was the series. That was your season. He'll have all offseason to think about that one. But Blue Jays advance. They will take on the Dodgers. Feels like everyone is just, you know, the Dodgers are obviously very heavy favorites in this series. But kind of where I wanted to go with this is, so Jeff Hoffman closes it out. And Sir Anthony Dominguez also pitched a scoreless inning in this game for Toronto. A lot of local ties with the Blue Jays also. They got a guy in their bullpen, Brendan Little, pitched at Conestoga, I went to Laura Marion, played baseball there. He pitched against Laura Marion while I was there, threw a no-hitter against us. He was quite good. Trey Savage from the area as well. Joey Loprofito from South Jersey. A couple other guys on their team as well. They got all kinds of tri-state area blood. Guy from Delaware on their team. And I saw a lot of people doing the thing online last night of like, oh, how could you let Jeff Hoffman go? How could you let Sir Anthony Dominguez go? Listen, I really like Jeff Hoffman. Very, very cool story. You know, for people who don't know it, he got on the team because they brought him in basically as like a minor league arm to pitch to Bryce Harper, and he was blowing away Bryce Harper in practice, and that was his ticket on the team, and then he became like the team's fireman for 2 years. Listen, Jeff Hoffman was not back because he struggled in the NLDS against the Mets. He wasn't back because he ended up getting a 3-year contract and he had massive health concerns. And multiple teams actually, Braves and the Orioles among them, passed up because of those health concerns. It's easy to say, oh, look at him now. He closed out the ALCS, but it is quite possible that the final 2 years of these contracts will not be good. And by the way, he's not like, yeah, he's helped the Blue Jays, but it's not like just because he got propped, you know, he did not have the best regular season. He had a 4.8 ERA. It's putting blinders on to see him in a big spot. And I don't mean to make it seem like he didn't contribute to the Blue Jays going to the World Series, but, you know, whatever percentage of responsibility he has for it, another reliever could have theoretically just as easily filled that role, and he could have had a better season in Kansas City, and no one would have done the same type of thing. In fact, Funny I make that, you know, analogy. Like, Carlos Estevez had a better season than Jeff Hoffman did. You know, one of the baseball's leaders in saves. And no one gives a damn because they didn't win anything. So, I mean, you can make... Like, you can't just get mad every time a former athlete goes and has success everywhere else, anywhere else. Same thing with Sir Anthony. Like, he was a trade piece at the time, like a year and a half ago. Now he's succeeding with the Blue Jays. Guys are going to be successful elsewhere at some point. You just can't just hold on to everyone. So I kind of thought that was a bit of a ridiculous argument. Also, you know, if anything, you'd be more upset that if you're the Braves or the Orioles, like those teams... It's pretty clear the Phillies were not interested at the price tag he was asking for. They weren't going to sign a guy, a reliever, to 3 years. Listen, it might work out for the Blue Jays because if they get a World Series here, I think the odds are against them taking on the Dodgers. But let's say they pull off the World Series here. No one will care in Toronto that he signed a year or two from now. But doesn't necessarily mean just because you win in the middle of a bad contract that that makes that contract okay. So I think there's a lot that people do that's annoying, like hindsight bias and stuff like that. I just don't care for it when people do that kind of thing. And again, they did it with Dominguez too. Like, I can think of other examples in Philadelphia sports. Drew Holiday, for instance, is a really good example. Sergei Bobrovsky, you know, he's now winning cups with the Florida Panthers. Oh, why'd the Flyers ever give up on him? As if that wasn't like years and years and years ago. Like, who's to say his career goes the same way with the Flyers? You know, it's just, I don't think it's sound logic or sound process to think about things in that type of way. I will, in tomorrow's episode, you know, maybe give a little bit more on what I'm thinking about this series. Interesting series, USA versus Canada. First time in my lifetime that's happening. First time since 1993. For some older Phillies fans, obviously remember Joe Carter when the Blue Jays, you know, the second walk-off home run in to end a World Series in baseball history, Joe Carter and Bill Mazeroski. I would imagine there's a good chance Joe Carter's thrown out a first pitch one of these first two games, you know, in the World Series going up against the Dodgers. He'll never have to buy a drink in that city again. I mean, literally, you cannot have a bigger sports moment, I don't think, than walking off the World Series. I mean, sure, you know, I guess in a city like Toronto, like Super Bowl, game winning touchdown, a Super Bowl, buzzer beater in the NBA Finals, game winner in the Stanley Cup. Certainly there are examples. Patrick Kane had a walk-off goal against the Flyers in 2010. So Philadelphia's been on the wrong end of those types of things in multiple occasions. Also the, you know, the buzzer beater with the Raptors against the Sixers wasn't the NBA Finals, not quite the same thing. But nevertheless, that is the type of, you know, the type of series I think we're headed for. Again, I'll talk about it more a little bit on tomorrow's show. But looking forward to this World Series. It's going to be a long off season, certainly for the Phillies. But we do have a little bit of baseball left to go. And certainly looking forward to that. Gets underway coming up this Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.